Información en Barcelona en el 933398687, en Madrid en el 911335831. ¿Sabes? Me da la sensación que estás pensando, bueno, esto ya después de las vacaciones me pondré con ello. ¿En serio? ¿Das por perdido ya este curso? ¿Lo dejas para septiembre? ¿En serio? Aún estás a tiempo. Llama e infórmate sobre los cursos intensivos en grupos reducidos. Sí, sí, porque puedes venir con un amigo, con un familiar. Cursos intensivos en grupos reducidos. Infórmate en el teléfono del inglés en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan son diferentes a otros cursos intensivos de verano. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nosotros no metemos entre 10 y 12 alumnos en cada clase. Nosotros tenemos un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, no somos rígidos, somos flexibles. Puedes hacer un curso de 1, 2, 3 o 4 semanas, como tú decidas. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no somos teóricos, somos prácticos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no damos lecciones, motivamos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano nuestros profesores no son los protagonistas de la clase, nuestros alumnos lo son. Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan, porque somos diferentes.
Entra en grupovaughan.com.
Las empresas tienen que ser algo más que un lugar donde se compra tiempo de vida a cambio de unos euros. Tienen que ser un proyecto. De ahí la relevancia del liderazgo, de ahí la relevancia de que haya una ilusión compartida.
No debes perderte el seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito. Ofrecido por dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. El jueves 24 de mayo, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en Áncora, Madrid, calle Trafalgar 6. No dejes pasar tu oportunidad. Entra en grupovaughan.com/seminario. ¿Quieres alcanzar el éxito? Entra y descúbrelo. Este verano tenemos un montón de planes para ti y tus hijos, para toda la familia. Ven a Vaughan, disfruta el verano con Vaughan. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
the show. No, show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio, and we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man.
That's right. Macho, it's Nacho Macho Man in the house. And as always, well, we're having a good time learning English as well and challenging you along the way. Of course we are, because, well, I want you to pay attention, but I also want to make sure you guys are sharp, right? I want to make sure that you guys are the sharpest tools in the... You thought I was going to say it, didn't you? I'm not going to give away the answer. I know sometimes I do, but not today, guys. Not today. I'm not going to give it away. You've got to work for it. If you know which word we're missing there, you guys can participate in the Vaughn Radio app. If you don't have it, you can download it now. And this way you can participate and also have access to all our different podcasts. This way you never miss an episode of your favorite show on your favorite radio station. All right, so folks, as I said, we were looking at Ricky Church's Enrique. Well, I don't think Ricky. Let's see how they translate Enrique. I think they Enrique in English. Because it's funny, I thought Diego, you know, I'm like, how do you translate Diego? And I looked it up and it's Santiago. Santiago. So that's weird how they do that. Enrique in English. Henry, I think. Henry, Enrique. So it's really Henry Churches, not Ricky Churches, right? But whatever you want to call him, you know who he is. Everybody knows this guy's name. He's, you like him or not, there he is. As we say, those of you who said, I don't like him. Well, that's okay. I'm sure he doesn't mind. We say in English, when somebody says, este es un brigado, this guy's an idiot, we say he's laughing his way to the bank. Y él está riéndose camino al banco, contando sus, no billetes, pilas de billetes. So, hey, but you need, guys, I believe this. I really believe this. The higher you go in life, the more haters you have. That's the way it is. The more people that love you, and also the more people that hate you. It's part of the territory. I'm sure he sleeps fine at night. I'm sure he sleeps like an angel. All right. Well, speaking of, guys, we're going to take a look at the clean version. If you want to sing the dirty version, you can. But since this is Vaughn Radio, a family radio station, well, we're going to do the tonight I'm loving you version. So if you guys have got the lyrics up on the screen, let's do it. It's time for Tonight I'm Loving You by Henry Churches. That part's easy.
I know you want me. I made it obvious that I want you to. So put it on me. Let's remove the space between me and you. Now rock your body. Oh. Damn, I like the way that you move. So give it to me. Oh. 'Cause I already know what you wanna do. Here's a situation, been to every nation. Nobody's ever made me feel the way that you do. You know my motivation, given my reputation. Please excuse me, I don't mean to be rude. But tonight I'm loving you. Oh, you know that tonight I'm loving you.
As much as you like try and ignore it, it's solo una palabra, but it just changes the whole freaking meaning of the song. Now, you're thinking to yourself, you're like, but Enrique Iglesias isn't one to use vulgarity. In general, his songs are not vulgar. All I need is the rhythm divine. You know, his songs are usually clean songs. But here... Man, here he says, you know what? I'm going to go for it here. And, well, he said, these are his words. He says, It's a little bit dirtier and raunchier. Now, raunchy es como subido de tono, right? It's a little bit dirtier and raunchier than the things I've done in the past, but I like it. That's what I feel. I felt good about it. I thought it was a strong statement to say in a song, but it's fun. It's probably what a lot of guys and girls think about at times, but they don't have the guts. Las tripas, las agallas, they don't have the guts to say it. It's pretty straightforward. Es muy franco, es muy directo. It's pretty straightforward. Music has become so direct, and you can say whatever you want, which is cool. At the end of the day, it's just a song. You don't have to take it seriously. You can have fun with it. So that was when, you know, some of his critics, as I said, the higher you go, the more critics you have. Well, that was how he sees it. Well, guys, I'm not a vulgar person, but sometimes, you know, tonight you're at a club and you're saying, oh, yeah, wow. Right. And he said, you know, he didn't have any reservations about doing it either. He says, and I quote, "The minute I put the vocals on it, it felt good." He said, "I'm going to go with it. Go with it is seguir el feeling, no, enrollarte, right?" And, this song got huge, of course. But there are two versions, the clean and, the dirty version. And, there you go, folks. Yes, you can even learn English with Enrique Iglesias. And I've got to say something, guys. Enrique Iglesias' pronunciation is freaking great. It's great. You can hear, even when he sings, I mean, he sounds like a native. He's got that Latino thing. He's figured out a way to not lose his Latino thing, but to be able to pronounce like a native speaker. Really, really, I'm a fan, as I said. I've also been listening to Enrique for many, many years. And I've got to say, I'm a fan of his father's too. So I like Julio and Enrique Iglesias. Shoot me, kill me, stab me. But that's the truth. All right. So, folks, that said, I think it's time for another challenge. It's time for today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double Trouble. I said double. Double trouble, double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, folks. Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And this is where we look at a translation that has the same word twice. That's why we call it Double Trouble. All right, amigos. So here we go. Today's Double Trouble. If you know the answer, you can participate on Twitter. Nacho, what was my Twitter handle again? I think it was...
Síguenos en Twitter. @IM Alberto Alonso. @IM Alberto Alonso. Síguenos en Twitter.
I love those jingles, man. I told you I got the best crew in the whole world. All right. Well, folks, let's take a look at today's Double Trouble. Here it is. Remember, it's got to have the same word twice.
Sé que es retorcido, pero al final le hemos obligado.
Now, I just want to warn you guys something. Le hemos, in English, we don't use the present perfect there. We use the past tense. So some of you are putting we've there. It should be we, right? The correct one should be we. So that's another lesson that we get from these Double Troubles. The lesson is just because you use one tense in Spanish doesn't mean we use the same one in English. And that's the way that works, right? Is it the perfect example? ¿Qué haces? Right? ¿Qué haces? Well, it's what are you doing? ¿Qué estás haciendo? O sea, si partiendo desde ahí, ya vas mal. What do you do? ¿A qué te dedicas? So don't, a lot of times, because sometimes people say, but why, Alberto? And you know what my answer is? Quite simply, because it's not Spanish. Stop thinking in Spanish. Right? You're thinking in your head, pero en español es, I know what it is in Spanish. I'm telling you what it is in English. So a lot of times our thinking in Spanish limits us and it confuses us. Like, I don't understand how In Spanish, it's infinitive, and it's here, it's the gerund, it's el gerundio. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Take note and move on. The best thing that can happen is that you realize, entonces ahí usan gerundio y nosotros tal. Then you'll never, well, you'll be conscious of it, and you're on your way to not making that mistake again. So here is one of those cases, right? So, sé que es retorcido, pero al final le hemos obligado. All right, so this is a word that I learned. I used to say torcido when talking about people, but I learned it's retorcido, right? Twisted. Twisted is the word, right? To twist. Think about the dance. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. And what do? Retuercen el cuerpo, right? They're twisting, right? Makes sense, doesn't it? Let's twist again like we did last summer. Oh, let's twist again like we did last year. That's right. Twist. So, folks, now that we know that, sé que es retorcido. I know it's twisted. Now, twist is an irregular, is a regular verb. It ends with ED and the ED is pronounced. So I know it's twisted. And how do we say, pero al final? But in the end, we say in the end. We use that a lot. In the end, we're gonna go in the end. In the end. Aprendelo como frase hecha, right? I know it's twisted, but in the end, le hemos obligado, o le obligamos, right, would be another way to translate it, which wouldn't confuse you as much, right? So let's see. Let's see if anybody got that second part there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. It's Express! He put, I know it's twisted, right? Well, he put, sé que es retorcido. Okay, he put, I know he's twisted. I just want you to know the difference. A person can be twisted or a situation, so that's fine, and I didn't specify, right? I know it's twisted, but in the end, we twisted his arm, all right? Also, Mr. Houses has got it as well. He's a little twisted, but we have twisted this. Oh, careful, Jay. All right, guys, check it, because I see a couple mistakes with that present perfect versus the past, etc., right? So, there it is. Real simple. I know it's twisted. Ahora yo estoy hablando de la situación. Yo puedo decir él también. Pero yo lo interpreté. Sé que la situación es retorcida, pero al final tuvimos que obligarle. I know it's twisted, but in the end, we twisted his arm. And we say that. Torcer o retorcer el brazo. Literalmente es torcer. Y aquí es retorcer. ¿No? O me lío yo. Si dices, ¿te he retorcido el brazo o te he torcido el brazo? Retorcido. It's a tough one. Él lo torce. Oh, so one's reflexive and one's, not reflexive. I know what you mean. It's like lay and lie. Okay. Tienes que poner algo en una mesa. Tú no puedes ponerte a ti. All right. Gotcha. It's a tough one, guys, for us guiris. Right? Retorcido. So I know it's twisted, but in the end, we twisted his arm. All right, porque ya lo hemos hecho. In the end, we twisted his arm. Some of you put, we've twisted his arm. But you're talking about a finished action. So that would be the simple past, right? Sin el v over there. All right, well, great job to everybody who figured it out. It wasn't an easy one, but you guys got it. It was pretty twisted, to be honest. All right, well, folks, I'll tell you what. You know I love teaching you English with movies. So why not take a look at today's Name That Movie?
Name That Movie.
That That's right, folks. You know it. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. Here's where we give you a little scene from a movie, and I'll ask you guys on Twitter to tell us the name of the movie. Remember, it's I'm Alberto Alonso on Twitter. Also, as I look at my phone over here, I see a lot of you are following me on Instagram. Great stuff. Welcome aboard. As I said, it's Alberto _ Alonso. Oh, yeah. All right. So also reminding you guys that you have a challenge as well on the app. If you haven't participated yet, you still have time. He isn't the sharpest tool in the... And this means that somebody is not very bright, not very smart. All right? Great. Here we go, folks.
Hey, you guys want to wrap this up pretty soon?
What? Oh, nothing. I was just wondering if you wanted to chase this tornado or if you just wanted to catch the next one. Shit! Little vulgarity. Not sheet. I didn't say sheet. I said shit. Hear the difference? Sheet, sábana, or hoja, right? Shit. Mierda! All right. So a little short scene. Let me give it to you again. So one guy says over the radio, there are two guys arguing, right? Ah, come on, no, forget it. They're fighting, they're arguing. And this guy says, hey, you guys want to wrap this up pretty soon? And Bill says, what? He says, oh, nothing. I was just wondering if you want to chase this tornado or if you just wanted to catch the next one. And then he says, shit! Obviously, the tornado is approaching, right? Careful, we don't say tornado, we say tornado. Tornado. Say it with me, tornado, right? Not tornado, tornado. Okay? Let's see if any... I think this is an easy one, guys. I'm basically giving it away here. Even Nacho had the sound effects in there. It's not Sharknado. I know what you guys are thinking. It's Sharknado, which is a great movie. If you haven't seen the Sharknado movies, they're brilliant. Oh, man. I love movies that laugh at themselves. Sharknado. All right, so it's tornado. I know, as I said, sometimes those are the most confusing words. Because you see it and say, tornado. 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 De hecho, lo pronunciamos igual que OTAN. NATO. N-A-T-O, right? NATO, the North American Treaty Organization. Or the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. El OTAN, we say NATO. So there was a tornado at the NATO headquarters. Ahí lo tiene. Esa T, como, no sé, como los americanos lo pronunciamos, es una D. Right? There was a tornado at the NATO headquarters. Right? All right, let's see if anybody got this over here. All right, our top three, ladies and gentlemen, Express, Jayster, and Paloma. The movie is Twister. Twister. Hey, we were just looking at that word, and that was cool. We just looked at that in Double Trouble, and now it's today's Name That Movie, Twister. Another way to say tornado is a twister, so maybe if it's easier for you, you can say twister. No twister. E, no, e, twister, right? Twister or tornado. You guys also know the word twister from trabalenguas, right? A tongue twister es un trabalenguas. Perfecto, bro. Cagarla en esa palabra. Un trabalenguas. No es fácil decir trabalenguas, ¿no? Tongue twister. Tampoco es fácil en inglés, you know? So it's not twister. You hear how that I, first of all, doesn't sound like E. It's I, twister, and it's a short vowel sound. Twister, twister. Say it with me. Shit, there's a twister. Not sheet, there's a twister, right? Shit, there's a twister. And there's Express showing us the best way to pronounce the word tornado. He says he's listening to the song Megadeth, Tornado of Souls. I love it. Express always finding it in the music, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's take a look at this scene from the very popular movie Twister. Now, they're over the radio, right? And what happens is there are two guys arguing, Joe and Bill. And they are arguing, and what happens is someone says on the air, they say on the airwaves, right, on the radio, hey, you guys want to wrap this pretty soon?
right? You guys want to wrap this up pretty soon? That's what he says, wrap it up. You can say both. Now, ¿qué está diciendo? ¿Quieres envolverlo? Because that's what wrap up means, right? If you've ever gone shopping at Christmas time, you want to wrap things up, right? Unless you want to give it to, you know, then there's no surprise if you don't wrap it up. He says, hey, you guys want to wrap this up pretty soon? Now, in this case, we're talking about finish something. To wrap it up is to finish something, right? You guys want to wrap this up pretty soon? ¿Queréis acabar ya? Right? Now, rap, W-R-A-P, is pronounced exactly the same as the music, rap. Right? La única diferencia es rap. En este caso tiene W, muda, right? Rap. So I say that a lot here on the show. Okay, guys, we're going to wrap up for today. Do you guys use this one? Wrap up. Aunque sean dos palabras, es una. Wrap up. Let's wrap it up, right? Vamos a acabar. Wrap up. And as I told you, there's a common expression in Hollywood, but it's used also in everyday English. That's a wrap. Hemos acabado. Hasta ahí hemos llegado. That's a wrap, right? So I know you guys, a lot of you maybe know the word from wrapping. I know you know it from the McWrap. No, McDonald's está envuelto. But now what I always say with these words with double meanings, you already know the word. Now you just have to learn to apply it in its other contexts as well. So you can wrap up a present or you can wrap up a meeting, really, right? And in fact, since it's not Christmas or my birthday most days of the year, the wrapping up I'm doing is at the radio show or my classes. So I use wrap up in terms of finishing more than wrap it up to go because I'm eating at a restaurant or because I bought something for someone as a gift. So wrap up, right? So I'm going to wrap up this explanation on the verb to wrap up. So he says, hey, you guys want to wrap this up pretty soon? ¿Queréis acabar esto ya? And Bill says, what? Como, you know, ¿qué te pasa? What's going on? Over the radio. And Belzer says, oh, nothing, nothing. I was just wondering, careful, not wander. Wander is to walk around without an objective, without you're not going anywhere, no destination. You're just wandering around. I love to wander, in fact. But this is wonder. Careful with these two. Wonder. To ask oneself, right? I was just wondering. Wonder. Sounds like the word one. And the other's wan. Obi-Wan Kenobi. One, wan. One, right? One, think of it this way. One of the wonders of the world is the Alhambra. One of the wonders. I like to wander around that wonder. Esa maravilla. All right. So I was just wondering, me estaba preguntando, I was just wondering if you wanted to chase this tornado, no, perseguir, to chase this tornado, or if you just wanted to catch the next one. Now, this is, we usually say this with trains. Bueno, si no pillamos esta, pillamos la próxima, right? But obviously that's not the case with tornadoes. He's being totally sarcastic. And when he turns around, he realizes that they are in deep trouble. They are in trouble there with that tornado that is approaching. And there you go. And he says, of course, Bill says, shit. He doesn't say sheet. He says shit. Right. All right. Well, guys, that's today's name, that movie, Twister. That's right. I hope you don't say Twister. I hope you say Twister. All right, guys, we're going to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan son diferentes a otros cursos intensivos de verano. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nosotros no metemos entre 10 y 12 alumnos en cada clase. Nosotros tenemos un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, no somos rígidos, somos flexibles. Puedes hacer un curso de 1, 2, 3 o 4 semanas, como tú decidas. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, no somos teóricos, somos prácticos. En nuestros cursos cursos intensivos de verano no damos lecciones, motivamos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nuestros profesores no son los protagonistas de la clase. Nuestros alumnos lo son. Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan, porque somos diferentes. Vaughan, we love teaching, you love learning.
Ven a Vaughan, disfruta el verano con Vaughan. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Avon English class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan son diferentes a otros cursos intensivos de verano. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nosotros no metemos entre 10 y 12 alumnos en cada clase. Nosotros tenemos un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, no somos rígidos, somos flexibles. Puedes hacer un curso de 1, 2, 3 o 4 semanas, como tú decidas. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no somos teóricos, somos prácticos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no damos lecciones, motivamos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano nuestros profesores no son los protagonistas de la clase, nuestros alumnos lo son. Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan, porque somos diferentes.
Entra en grupovaughan.com.
Este verano tus hijos van a vivir un montón de aventuras en inglés.
Y sin salir de Madrid.
En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com. Urban Camps, aventuras en inglés. No las dejes escapar.
Disfruta de los Urban Camps en Las Rozas, Colegio Europeo de Madrid, en Aluche, Colegio Santa Gema Galgani, Las Tablas, Colegio Estudiantes, en Metropolitano, Ciudad Universitaria, CMU Isabel de España y en Arganda, Colegio Sai Virgen de la Soledad. Infórmate de los campamentos de Vaughan en campamentosvaughan.com.
Este verano tenemos un montón de planes para ti y tus hijos, para toda la familia. Ven a Vaughan. Disfruta el verano con Vaughan. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
It's the Show with No Name.
It's the Show with No Name.
It's the Show with No Name.
That's right. It's the Show with No Name 2.0. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. That's right, folks. Having a great time here. I see tons of people participating on Twitter, on Facebook, even though I didn't post. Well, yeah, this morning I posted, as I said, the get used to, be used to, usually, and used to. So if you guys have any confusion with those structures, make sure you're following on Twitter, Facebook, or as I said, Instagram, Alberto_Alonso, where I explain the different structures. And, well, I give you some translations just to make sure you guys got it, because it's one of those tricky areas that people seem to have a lot of trouble with. All right. Well, guys, we've got a lot of stuff to do still. Nacho, I'm thinking maybe famous birthdays, because today we're going to look at some really cool things and I want to make sure we have enough time. So without any further ado, it's time for famous birthday trivia. That's right, folks. It's famous birthdays only on the Show with No Name. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you three sets of clues over here. We're even going to hear some audio, and I want you guys to tell me in one tweet who today's three famous birthday boys and girls are. All right, the first person, well, you know what? This guy, I think, has one of the most amazing voices, accents, so endearing, there's a reason why he is the voice of the BBC documentaries. And, this guy is, he's won every award possible, knighthood. He is a British, broadcaster and environmentalist, and in Britain they consider him a national treasure. And to be honest, I think this guy's voice is probably just it just goes right through you. If you like documentaries and you've seen the BBC documentaries, the Life collection, where they look at the planet and animals, well, then you'll be very familiar with his voice. You know what we're going to do? We're going to play a little video that they made on the BBC promoting the different nature documentaries. And, well, it's his voice. What he's doing in this this audio we're going to hear is he is reciting, not singing, he's reciting the words to one of the greatest songs. So this is one of the greatest voices ever, reciting the words to one of the most amazing songs ever. And I think to myself, it's a wonderful world. Let's hear this version done by our first birthday boy.
I see trees of green. Red roses, too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright, blessed days, dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colours of a rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Quite simply wonderful.
Man, I don't know about you guys, but I got goosebumps. If you don't love that voice, I mean, that's like grandpa, your British grandpa reading to you. His voice is so gentle, so beautiful. You can feel the emotion in it. And, well, it's his birthday today. And, again, he was born in 1926. So, I mean, we're talking about a guy who has been around for ages. He has stood the test of time. And I hope you guys enjoyed that little scene of him reading, reading so much more than reading the lyrics to It's a Wonderful World. Beautiful, really, really beautiful. Next up, this guy was born in 1953, a Dutch American drummer. And, well, you know what? Let's see how good you guys are. Let's see if you could recognize, this is for you, Jaster, and all my drummers, all my rockers out there. Let's see if you could recognize who this rock and roll drummer is just by hearing one of his drum solos. And he just keeps going for like another 20 minutes. Now, I have to say, I've had the pleasure of seeing this drummer do his drum solo live, and it is incredible. Okay. And well, he isn't the only live one, the only one to do a solo in this band. If you didn't recognize the band is Van Halen, no Van Halen. Van Halen is their name. And this is the drummer. Remember, we don't say battery. El batería. We don't say the battery. We say the drummer. And he plays or she plays the drum set or the drum kit or the drums, right? The drums, we're talking in general about all the instruments there, right? All the different drums. But also, if you want to talk about, the whole thing, it's a drum kit or a drum set. And then what they use to play are drumsticks. All right. So, for all you drummers out there, this is one of the greatest drummers ever. Maybe you'll disagree with me, but, as far as, other drummers, the music community, he's been recognized as one of the greatest. What else? He also, he's done work outside of Van Halen. In fact, he did an instrumental piece called Respect the Wind. And in fact, that was nominated for a Grammy Award. And, this song was written in 1996, and it was from the film Twister. Aha! There's the Twister reference. That's right. If you watch the closing credits of the movie Twister, no Twister, If you watch the closing credits of the movie Twister, then you'll hear his song, Respect the Wind. And, and another thing about this guy, he became an ordained minister. In fact, he presided over the wedding of his brother, Eddie, the guitarist, in 2009. Now, this is an interesting thing. There are two brothers that are in the band. They're the only two members of the band who have been in the band since day one. But the interesting thing is, originally, his brother, who plays the guitar, was the drummer. He was playing drums. And this guy played guitar. Well, after spending some time playing his brother's drum kit, guess what? This guy became, by default, the better drummer. So it's funny. He didn't start out as the drummer. But this is also, you have to be open-minded. You're like, I'm the drummer. Well, he does it better. Okay, then he's the drummer, and you're the guitarist. And now, I think, this band has probably one of the greatest guitarists ever. I'm not saying currently. I'm saying ever. One of the greatest guitarists ever, and one of the greatest drummers ever, and they're brothers. So talk about a musical family over there. All right, so that is number two. And number three, our famous birthday boy number three, is, all he needs is the look in your eye. Viva la musica, say you'll be mine. All I need is... There it is. You know who he is, guys. We're singing his songs. Bailamo, let the rhythm... He's got hit after hit after hit after hit. You may like him. You may not like him. But he's doing okay. He's all right with it. In fact, this is probably one of the biggest Latin stars. And when I say Latin, I mean Latin crossover. Because there are a lot of huge Latin stars. Chayanne, Ricky Martin, all these. But this guy was a crossover. This guy made Latin music popular, not just in the Latino communities, but he made Latin music popular all over the United States and other English-speaking countries. So this guy, you may like him, you may not, but he's a better ambassador than many of the ambassadors we have here on the payroll. In nomina. So there you go, folks. Like him or not, he's our third base, birthday boy. Let's see who got all three of them. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Express. Nice job, David. Very good. Yes, JM Hermosilla as well. Wow, great job, guys. Really, really cool. All right. Well, now let's take a look at this over here, because I forgot to tell you guys, as I said, he's a knight and everything. Number one is not David Attenborough. It's Sir David Attenborough to you, to us mere mortals. It's Sir David Attenborough. Now, if you have not watched those BBC documentaries, even if you don't like nature, which doesn't make sense to me, you'll love his voice. It is just hypnotic. It is full of feeling. It goes everywhere. And there's a reason that he's one of the best, in my opinion. And if you want to hear a beautiful British accent, that's your man, the birthday boy, Sir David Attenborough. Number two, Alex Van Halen. That's right. Alex Van Halen, the drummer of Van Halen. His brother, Eddie Van Halen, is the guitarist, right? And there you go. Oh, and here, Jaster, as I said, Jaster will know more about this. He said the four bass drums of the drummer extraordinaire, Mr. Alex Van Halen. So, yeah, see, I knew you were going to teach me something there. Alex Van Halen, right? Alex Van Halen doesn't have one bass drum, el bajo, boom, boom. No, he doesn't have two, like Lars Ulrich from Metallica. He doesn't have three. No. He has four bass drums. Now, guys, that solo and many other solos of his are available on YouTube. If you want to watch these, just sit back and enjoy it, because, wow, as I said, I was so lucky to see Van Halen live in concert. And as I was telling Nacho when during the break, I said one of the greatest things was you get your hour and a half, 2 hour concert with all the songs, you know, right now. It's No Tomorrow. You know, all those, they're great songs. And then you get a 20-minute solo from each of them. So the bassist gives you a 20-minute solo. Eddie gives you a 20-minute solo. Alex gives you a 20-minute solo on the drums. And you just get your money's worth. Te sale a cuenta. So if you ever get a chance to see Van Halen, do yourselves a favor. Totally awesome. And last but not least, Enrique Iglesias, Henry Churches, as you guys have so so lovingly called him. All right, so great job, guys. David Attenborough, Sir David Attenborough, Alex Van Halen, and Enrique Iglesias, today's three famous birthdays. Congratulations. All right, guys, we've got time for some more sections over here. I think I want to take a look at a section where we look at words that sound the same or might not sound the same. It's homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same. The show with no name, the show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name, the show with no name. Homophones. Show with no name, show with no name. Show with no name, show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's homophones, only on the show with no name. Also, Jaster adds over here, he says, oh, and he has another bass drum, talking about Alex Van Halen. He says he has another bass drum that's a minibar. I believe it. I believe it. Because he's Alex Van Halen. And I'll tell you something. Oh, man, I'm just remembering. I think I was probably about 16 or 17 years old when I saw Van Halen. But it's one of those concerts you'll never forget because you're just like, oh, my God, these guys are rock gods. And, that's Van Halen for you. And they have, you know, some of their older stuff, which is heavier than, you know, through the 90s. They evolved and got a little bit more, you know, adult, contemporary. You know, they're still, it's still rock and roll, but they were really good at adapting to the MTV generation and, you know, rock becoming almost pop in some ways. But they did it with style, and that's not easy to do, guys, to transition and to make it through generation after generation of music when music comes in and out of style. You know, music that was once popular is no longer popular, right? And vice versa. So when you know, like our first guy, Richard Attenborough, David Attenborough. I just read Jorge Gomez. It's not Richard. That's his brother. Sir David Attenborough has stood the test of time. That's the expression I'll leave you with here. To stand the test of time, it means that you are successful years after and generations after. You're still there. Has durado la prueba del tiempo. You stood the test of time. Que viene del verbo to stand. To stand the test of time. All right. Today's homophones, guys. I want to know if these words sound the same or not. All right. The first word is a type of metal. Now it says here estaño or hojalata, right? I think also aluminio would be another way to say it. The word starts with T. Now in British English, this is how they say lata cualquiera. Okay. Cuando sabes que en Estados Unidos decimos can. Pues esto es lata en el sentido británico, que empieza con T. Okay, it starts with a T. It's a type of metal. And, there's your first word. The second word is somebody who is between the ages of 13 and 18. Acabo de decir la palabra al final de esas letras. So somebody who is not an adolescent and they're not an adult yet, right? This word also starts with a T. So, do the word, does the word estaño, ojalata, que empieza con T, and the word no entre adolescencia and adulthood, between adolescence and adulthood, you know, that crazy hormone period? Good luck, Nacho. You'll have it sooner or later. He's like, I'm not looking forward to it. I think all parents are like, really? Can we just skip those years? I like them when they're little adolescents. And then I like them when they're adults, when they're young adults. But that whole middle period, oh, man. Oh, nobody likes that one, huh? So, guys, do those two words sound the same or not? As I said, they both begin with the letter T. And they both end with the letter N, just for those of you who haven't figured it out yet. In the meantime, while you guys are thinking it through and answering on Twitter, we can solve our final pop quiz of today, our second one. As you know, we do two per show. He isn't the sharpest tool in the shed. Now, a shed, as I said, is that little mini house that we have. A lot of people have them in the United States. It's like a little garage, but usually it's not attached to your house. And usually you don't park cars in it. It's more of a little mini house garage used for tools, your lawnmower, corta césped, right? Lawnmower, right? Cortar el césped is to mow the lawn. Eso es fácil. You mow the lawn with a lawnmower. Fácil. So he isn't the sharpest tool in the shed was the correct answer. And Nacho, 81%. Not bad. Not bad at all. 81% of you guys got it right. I think lately we haven't gone below 80, have we? Hemos bajado por debajo del 80? I don't think so. I think lately we've been over 80%. So guys, keep up the good work. All right, let's take a look at these homophones or not homophones. You guys have to tell me. All right, I'm seeing here that most of you, if not all of you, have said that they are not homophones. All right, well, I'll let you decide. I'm going to say the words, and then you tell me if they are or not. All right? So the first one is tin. 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 Right now, in the United States, it's a synonym for aluminum, right? That kind of material. Tin. But if you order a Coca-Cola in the United States, you'll ask for it in a can, a word we looked at yesterday with double meanings, right? El baño también, we said the can. Well, tin is how the British say can. So we're looking for, if you're collecting donations of cans of food, well, in England, they're going to say tin. T-I-N, right? Tin. And the other word, teen. A teenager, we also say a teen. Smells like teen spirit. So, guys, tell me, do the words tin and teen sound the same? No way. No way. Listen to it. Tin. Eh, eh, eh. ¿Qué dices? Eh. You have to know that sound. I can't stress it enough. Tin. Tin. Short, and it's eh. And the other one is teen. Se extiende y es y latina. Okay? Practice those. Get a list of words with that I sound and practice saying them. Tin, spit, win, I. Right? And once you can master that sound, you're on your way to mastering English. Guys, that's all the time we have for today. I'm so sorry. Time has flown by. But don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.
Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan son diferentes a otros cursos intensivos de verano. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano tenemos un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no somos rígidos, somos flexibles. Puedes hacer un curso de 1, 2, 3 o 4 semanas como tú decidas. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no somos teóricos, somos prácticos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no damos lecciones, motivamos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nuestros profesores no son los protagonistas de la clase. Tú serás el protagonista. Cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan, porque somos diferentes. Entra en grupobaughan.com.